Good morning. You've probably heard of the semi-legendary person in Zen literature called Bodhidharma. He is said to have lived in the 5th century Common Era and is seen as the first Chinese Zen or Chan patriarch, although he was born in India. There is considerable mythology about Bodhidharma. He is even said to have taught the monks at Shaolin Monastery physical exercises derived from yoga to improve their health and spiritual focus, which laid the foundation for Shaolin Kung Fu. Another interesting tale is how he became frustrated with falling asleep while meditating. So he tore off his eyelids and flung them on the ground outside the cave. They grew into trees that produced leaves that, when steeped in hot water, made a drink that helped monks stay awake, which we call tea. Some of his depictions are of a scowling monk with bulging eyes, devoid of eyelids. We might well doubt the validity of such legends. But the most well-known story about Bodhidharma is his meeting with Emperor Wu. Wu had heard about this strange monk who had traveled from India, so he sent for him. When Bodhidharma arrived, the emperor touted his own support for Buddhism and asked what merit he had accumulated. Bodhidharma replied, "No merit." The puzzled emperor then asked, "So then what is your teaching?" Bodhidharma replied, "Vast emptiness. Nothing holy." More confused, the emperor then asked, "Who are you?" Bodhidharma said, "Don't know." And he turned and left. What's the point of this exchange? Was he just giving the emperor a hard time? In those days, that wasn't a smart thing to do. It's understandable that Emperor Wu wanted to know what merit he had accrued for his investment in supporting the spread of Buddhism in China. He was a serious student of Buddhism, and his efforts were commendable. Merit was a common theme of Buddhism at that time in China, and still is today in some Buddhist sects. But Bodhidharma expressed a whole new approach the emperor hadn't encountered before when he told him no merit. Understandably, the emperor wanted to be recognized for his efforts and his compassion. But Bodhidharma was only interested in how we realize and manifest compassion, and not who benefits from it. Thanks to Bodhidharma and those who followed, we have this teaching of no merit, no giver, and no receiver, and skillful acts performed without attachment to self and other. When asked what his teaching was, Bodhidharma told the emperor that it was vast emptiness, nothing holy. That might sound a bit discouraging, but another way to say it is constant change, nothing special. When we talk about emptiness in Zen, we aren't referring to some void like deep space, but the ungraspable nature of this life. As soon as we think we've grasped something special, it changes. But in realizing this, we are free to experience our life, moment by moment, without trying to cling to anything we believe to be holy or special. So who are we in all of this? That's the emperor's next question. So he now asks, who are you? And Bodhidharma replies, don't know. So what is this don't know? It's a simple and honest answer. But like the emperor, we usually aren't satisfied with that. We want to know who we are, why we are here, and what does it all mean? We can certainly know a lot of things about the world around us and how to skillfully function within it, but in our practice, it always comes down to this. When we let go of self, when we become an empty vessel, there is nothing we need to know and nothing we need to gain. We can be our life exactly as we are. The practice principles refer to being just this moment. And I think we all have a sense of this. This moment thing that it's referring to. In fact, how could we not? This moment is all there ever is throughout our day and throughout our life. This moment experiencing is our true nature. But what about the just part? Why put the just before this moment? This is our practice effort, to notice when we spin off from this moment into the self-centered dream of likes and dislikes, of desires and aversions. Then we need to remember the just and come back to this moment experiencing. Usually when we talk about making an effort, it's in relation to attaining a goal or achieving some result. As you probably know, our practice doesn't work like that. If we have a result or goal in mind as our objective, we are not doing our practice. We are instead chasing some idealized fantasy of perfection. And that kind of practice is likely to experience disappointment and frustration. The best effort, the best practice effort, is one which does not strive for something special. One that does not seek wisdom or gain. If we are trying to realize Buddha nature, then we are ignoring Buddha nature. The path of the awakened way is our life, just as it is. Thank you.